This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What You Need to Know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she comes, at UNEEQ underscore. Here's Laura with What You Need to Know.
Yeah, so imagine you being at a store, okay? And a stranger bumped into you and you're mad because they didn't even say I'm sorry. But you're in line to buy a lottery ticket. You accidentally push a different button instead of buying your go-to lottery ticket. Then you get to your car. You scratch that lotto ticket, and you find out you won $10 million because of that. How cool would that be?
Scott?
Wait a second. You're telling me...
So let's say... Okay, let's try this a different way. If you're standing at the soda machine, and I come by rambunctiously with my arm over the shoulder of some girl, and I'm like, oh, loser, get out of my way.
Okay.
And you hit the Dr. Pepper instead of the Sprite. But the Dr. Pepper comes out as, like, I don't know, Dom P. Champagne. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of situation. And somebody just kept it moving, but you were actually the benefactor of said mistake, you know?
Can I just understand the mistake that was made one more time?
So I was trying to paint it nice, man. So there was a lady at a Vaughn store who was going to buy her go-to lottery ticket. She was spending, you know, whatever, X amount of money. And this guy, as she puts it on the story, a jerk, bumps into her, doesn't say I'm sorry. She accidentally hits a different lotto ticket. Now she's mad because she spent most of that money that she was trying to buy in different lotto tickets for that one. But then she goes to scratch it, and she wins $10 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could win $10 million on those scratchy tickets.
It was a $30 scratcher.
She's a clean liver. Because I'll tell you something. As somebody that grew up in a place where gambling illicitly was very popular, you see people walking to these gas stations or these smoke shops or anywhere where they got lotto tickets and they got all those scratch-off, bruh. You think fantasy baseball is complicated, Scott? I mean, these people are going through box this, for that. They're saying all-star. You know, they sound like Sean McVay listing off some of the play calls. We got a lot of systems. I don't play the lottery. I'm rich because I'm the youngest man to ever win the Super Bowl. I'm Sean McVay. Anyway, they got all these complicated systems. I'm like, bro, I just say, give me two Powerballs. Hopefully I can retire and never talk to you people again. Some people are in there daily breaking down their little math systems. I don't even get it. So I can understand why she would be mad.
Right.
Every time I buy a lottery ticket, though, or like I walk into a gas station, I'm like, oh, look, it's $250 million. I'll take five of those. I always say to the person who's there, I will be back because you and I, this is us together. I'm buying it. I'm going to win it. But you're going to get a piece of it. I feel like that's good karma, Clinton.
Maybe,
to like make an offer that I'm going to come back and share the love.
Also a good way to get robbed.
Well, I haven't really won yet. So
yeah. Just you know, a little yeah. Letting
Lindsay,
you know.
Are you a lotto player?
Nope, never really got into that.
Yeah, I mean, I do it every... What's your limit? Like, if it gets over $300 million, that's when I chime in. That's when I show up to the
anything
party.
Under $300 million, you don't want to win.
I don't
that.
Get
that's
out of bed
a waste
for
of time.
Less than $300 million.
I mean, come on, that's a waste of time. $250 million, who wants that?
I mean, right. I'm just saying that's when it gets to me, and that's also when I feel like I'm not throwing away my money exactly, but I'm gambling on something that's so outrageous that if I win it, I'm not going to be that upset about $25. Because if I start going for the $250 million, and then I'm going to start going for the $100 million, and then I'm spending more money trying to win money that I'm not going to get anyway.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I told my mom, because my mom was never the lotto player or whatever, and then when it got to like $600 whatever, she's like, oh, it's on, let's go. And I'm like, Ma, now you just hooked. Like, right. She plays all the time, and I'm like, you're giving more money. She's like, well, I'm never going to spend $650 million. I'm like, oh.
That's true. At a certain age, that calculus changes tremendously.
Yeah, she
but I will tell you, I'm super cheap when it comes to buying. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm just super cheap. But when it comes to buying these lottery tickets, like if I were to spend $10 on lottery tickets, I'd be like, okay, that's enough. I don't know why I don't spend $20, $50. Like if I start, you know, going to Del Mar or Santa Anita, it's every race, you're going to spend $30 to $50 on bets. If you're playing blackjack in Vegas, you're going to sit down at a $25 table, is like kind of the minimum table. So why I feel like $10 is overspending for lottery tickets when there's an opportunity to win a lot of money. I mean, there's a high risk and a low well, there's a high reward and a low risk.
Yeah, so think about it. What I do when I play the lottery in those situations, I'll just say this is the cost of, what, 3 beers at the bar? You know what I mean? I can cut back on that if it's going to net me $400 million, tell you what.
Tell you, that's a great story, though. So the woman is standing there. She's buying her tickets. Somebody bumps into her rudely, doesn't even say excuse me or apologize.
Beat it, loser.
Right. The ticket comes out, and she's like, oh, gosh, darn it, the wrong ticket. I didn't want this ticket, but that guy pushed me. And then she goes into her car, and she scratches it off, and she wins $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
And she was mad because he didn't say sorry. And then she says, all I remember saying is, once I found out how much I won, I says, I'm rich.
Right, exactly. Who's the dork now? You know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Love it. Love it.
That's
thank
a great story.
You. Appreciate that.
All
that's
right, so
what
Clinton,
you guys need to know.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Marengo Casino Resort and Spot. Cabin.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
Good times, less
thank
than 90
you.
Minutes from wherever you
that's,
are.
Yeah, you can start it over, too.
Yeah, that's all
it
right.
It was me as a joke saying that you had to do that.
So let me go back to this, though. Speaking of gambling. So, Clinton, let me just lay this story out for you. Steve Mason says to me, and Steve Mason and I, we go back a long ways. I mean, we're like 20-plus years, me and Steve Mason. So when he says to me, hey, man, you want to play our fantasy baseball league, my first instinct is to say thanks, but no thanks. I've never played fantasy baseball, Clinton. Never.
Yeah, clearly.
I've never played. I just started playing fantasy football a couple years ago, and I assumed that a fantasy baseball draft on ESPN.com is just like a fantasy football draft. And if I don't want to sit there and draft my players and be social around the draft, I can just let the computer pick the players. That's what I thought would happen. So Mace doesn't say to me, hey, look, I'm inviting you into this fantasy baseball league, but let me just set some ground rules for you. Number one, it's $600 to enter, but the winner gets $4,000,
okay.
which really we're just talking about lottery tickets. If you spend $20 right. on lottery tickets and you win $100 million, that's pretty good.
I don't know that that return on investment is what I would go for.
That's what I'm saying. Put in $600 to possibly win $4,000. That doesn't sound like a great deal to me. You know,
it's not designed to be a deal, but I mean, even on the top side of fun, that's not enough for me to get that
right.
involved.
If you told me, look, you're going to put in $600 and the winner is going to take home
$10,000,
I'd be like, okay, that sounds fun, you know?
Right.
So number one, Steve never says to me, hey, look, first and foremost, it's a $600 buy-in with the winner getting $4,000. He never presents that to me. That's number one. Number two, the draft was originally supposed to be on a Sunday. They moved it to a Saturday. But at no point does anybody say to me, just so you know, this is a very complicated draft. Be prepared. This will last longer than like the entire NFL draft combined. Seriously.
Yeah.
Clinton, would you give up 5 hours in the middle of the day on Saturday, 2 p.m. till 7 p.m.? Would you give up 5 hours of your day for
Cap,
a fantasy baseball
Cap,
draft?
Let's pull back the curtain here a little bit because since we're all sharing feelings here at the station, I want to say this, and this is something that I think we're gonna not phrase this as a diss. This is a growth point, and you're going to understand why. Remember when we were going to do the bit, the romping bit, which we're still talking about, and you said, oh, I just assumed somebody would get this for me. We're running into too many situations, Scott, where you're just assuming that people are going to come with information for you that ends up putting you behind the eight ball. So I'm going to need from you, when you get yourself into new things, to just ask more questions and not assume that people are going to put you in the best position to succeed, Laura.
Okay, so true, because Lindsay said you could have asked me and I would have told you.
Right.
Right, Lindsay? I think that's what you were like. I did it, and I was like, never trying to do it again. And Bergman
said,
well,
I mean, I figured that at some point before you actually decided to join, it would have been a topic of discussion or at least like something you mentioned in passing, you know, where I would then be like, oh, no, 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 like, don't do it. I would tell you don't do it. I fell for the same thing. I was the sucker last year and I fell asleep halfway through the draft because it really was 6 hours long.
Yeah.
She would have had your back, man.
Yeah.
I know. And I do. Listen, I admit, Clinton, you got me. I'm guilty. I got it. I didn't ask any questions. I didn't say, hey, Mace, what's the buy-in? Hey, Mace, how much could you win? Hey, Mace, how much time are you looking for? Hey, Mace, how much research do I have to do? Because on a normal ESPN.com fantasy football draft, you don't have to do any research.
Once
everything's
again,
done for you.
The football-centric worldview does not help you here. And in non-football season, it would behoove you as a curious and smart person to occasionally step outside of the box and ask a question.
You're right.
Because you're saving yourself time. You know?
If it makes you feel any better, Cap, had you asked those questions to Mason, this is how they were answered to me when I said, well, how long is the draft take? Yeah, you know, like a couple of hours. Not that long. So that would be a lie. And then when you said something like, well, how involved is it? He's like, oh, you know, you just kind of like keep an eye on it, check it when you can, you know. It's not too involved, but, you know, check it like every day, but it's nothing too crazy. Like, it was very elusive.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything you have to do every day is by definition involved. To quote the great Vin Scully, they're listed as day-to-day, but then again, aren't we all? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got to do it every day, yeah, it's going to be involved. That's why baseball season is so likable to some people, but also to many people, very monotonous.
Well, let me tell you what happened today, though, Clinton. Because here's what I did. I said to my 21-year-old son, who loves fantasy baseball and loves fantasy sports and loves Major League Baseball and really thinks he knows this stuff and certainly knows a lot more than I do.
Right.
I said, dude, why don't you do this draft? So my son gets on the Zoom call and he's like, Dad, who are all these people? Like, do you know these people? I'm like, I don't know any of them. I know Steve Mason. That's the only guy I know. And then Ramona Shelburne comes in, and my son goes, ooh, I'm a huge Ramona fan. I'm glad to be on the Zoom with Ramona. Mm-hmm. So he was excited about that. But I'm telling you right now, I got a 21-year-old kid in college, and 2.5 hours into this draft, he's like, Dad, what is going on? How much longer can I sit around here in this draft?
Yeah.
So it turns out, according to Mason, my son drafted a really nice ball club, okay? Today, this is a true story. 9:44 a.m., the first email comes in. And here's what the email says. In advance of opening day, I've used a random order generator to determine the order for IL replacements. Clinton, this is 9:44 in the morning.
You're already upset about it.
Okay, next email, 9:53, 9:54, 10:03, 11:32, 11:48. Finally, Ramona steps in and she goes, hey, guys. I've been heads down all day working on a piece about the Lakers, and I've been busy, and I haven't checked my email. Clinton, I'm telling you right now, about 60 emails, of which remember, the email started this morning at 9:44. The most recent email that has just come in, 4:49 p.m. I'm not joking with you when I tell you there are 75 emails amongst the Fantasy Baseball League about replacing players that are on the injured list. Clinton.
This is typical. Yeah, you can't do it.
I can't do it.
This is just one day. You have to do this every day. You need to make sure that you are swapping players in and out via email.
Do these people have jobs or lives? Who are these people?
Do these people have jobs? I love that question anytime anybody says that. So here's the deal, is that you've got to appeal. You've got to find a way to appeal to whatever side of Mason he has that you can publicly, I don't want to say shame, but point to get out of this deal. You know what I'm saying? You don't go Godfather decision. This is not that serious. You just say, hey, have you paid the money yet, by the way?
No.
Okay, so you don't pay the money, and you say, figure something out. Because the stress of dealing with it is not worth it. You know, maybe this is a face-to-face conversation.
Well, here's what I thought I was going to do, Clinton, and this is where I really want your advice.
Okay.
So my first thought was, I'll go to the community, right?
Oh,
and I'll ask the community, is there anybody who I can hire who would like to become the manager of my team?
This is a good idea.
I'm the owner. I'll hire you to be the manager. I'll pay the $600 for the league.
Operator, we say now, by the way.
Right. You run the league all year long. And when we win the league, I'll recoup my $600 and I'll split $3,200 or $3,400 with.
That's a good deal. That's a smart idea. That's inclusive. I love that. A plus, go forward with that. I don't even need to know your other options. Because there's no other option that, to me, doesn't involve you making somebody mad or creating a confrontation that you don't need from a time or energy standpoint.
Well, let me just tell you what happened, though. So when I said that to everybody on the radio, and people in the community started sending me their managerial resumes.
Oh,
so
really?
So there are a lot of great there are a lot of great fantasy baseball managers that are out there, Clinton.
Okay.
But I have another idea, and I'll wrap this conversation up on the other side by just saying I have another idea to get me out of this Steve Mason Fantasy Baseball League, and it's not hiring a manager. It's something else. Let me run it by you. Coming right back. Stick around, everybody. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it's a live imaging Wednesday now.
Darn right it is.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Candace Cameron. You know who she played? Hold on. She played DJ on Full House. Do you watch a lot of Full House, Clinton?
I did not, but I know who the characters are now because they've had enough revivals and obviously the great Bob Saget and so forth. So, what did DJ's name stand for? Do we know?
Donna Jones.
Donna Jones.
Was that right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's 46. That makes me feel old.
Oh.
Because I grew up watching Full House. She's older than me, I think. It was part of TGIF.
Yes, that I do remember. I did like Step by Step. I like that better.
Step by Step was great.
That's a great show.
That was a good show.
Patrick Ewing, Suzanne Summers.
Right.
Yeah, that big family, the whole Mishpucha cap.
That was
I love a Mishpucha. You know that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know that. Also, what else is going on today? Let's see here.
What else is going on?
Pulls it up.
National Student Athlete Day.
Oh. Hey now.
It's National Plan, or not National, just Plan Your Epitaph Day.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
What's on your tombstone?
I think so. Isn't that what an epitaph is?
I think so.
Let's go to the epitaph knowledge book. It's also National Siamese Cat Day. You know what, Clinton? You seem like I can imagine if I walked into your penthouse apartment on top of a building somewhere, that everything is real swanky. Okay,
this is not even close.
It smells like mahogany. There's beautiful music playing. You say, Crisp.
Coconut.
Could I have? Would you like some crisp, cold white wine? And then a Siamese cat just comes. strolling very romantically out of the bedroom to look at me, and then just
starts the tail up.
And
tail
right,
up.
The tail is up. Everyone's tail will be up at that point. Woo! And then walks over just right past me to the other part of the penthouse.
The other part of the penthouse. The second room. Listen, if I could live this lifestyle, I would. I don't have a cat. I don't have a dog anymore. But I will say this about epitaphs. I take this kind of seriously. Like, what's on my tombstone is something I'm really...
Oh,
like,
mine is already done.
What's it?
It says, he did bits.
Here lies Chris.
Here lies...
He did bits.
The bits. That's good. I used to always say...
Yours has to be the chairman, member
of
the
Hampton Inn. It's an older phrase that I used to use a lot before I became a happy person and moved to Los Angeles, which was, if you come incorrect in my mentions, I will embarrass you in front of your friends and your family, and I will not apologize.
I like that.
I used to say that all the time to people, because it was true.
It's got
to
be a really big tombstone,
by the
way. It's
got to be a big tombstone, but I'm planning on hopefully not keeping any of it with me when I go into the box.
He doesn't have five kids to pass on money to like you, Kaplan, where everybody's got to get paid.
A whole bunch of kids that
you might have five. You never know.
That's true.
Or a whole bunch that won't get
the
anything.
The Sedano and Cap Twitter community really enjoyed you and I sparring at each other earlier.
They sure did.
That's good.
They're
That's
going
good.
After.
That's
it.
Good. That's why I'm going to be there live Friday.
Oh, look at that! Now, see that? I'll give you credit on that.
See, radio professional.
7215 Rosemead Boulevard. You going to be there, yo? It's Dodgers opening day. Come press the flesh with
Go
us.
Dodgers.
It starts at 10 a.m. with Travis at Sliwa, then Mason and Ireland at 1 p.m. It's going to be a party. We're going to throw down Clearman's Galley, the city of San Gabriel. And like I like to say to everybody, you know, where the heart and soul of this radio station is east of downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Right off there?
I get it.
Up there in San Gabriel Valley? That's where we're going to head to.
That's where we be at. I got to tell you this, though. When we were at the last remote, there was a guy there that I wish you had met. The dude with two...
Huh?
$100 bills up his nose.
Oh my
was
God!
Acting
I heard about
insane.
This a little bit. What happened?
I swear to God, the first time in my life, I thought to myself, I really wish Morales was here to roast this guy. He was a dude that was just on the street.
Was he doing the Yale or?
I mean, listen,
double no,
that's
double
not
nostril.
What he was actively presenting as his bit.
Because you know, Kaplan was a $100 bill guy. That's always the ballers when they pull out the $100 bill.
It wouldn't surprise me, but like this dude was so goofy. Talk about bits. Mm-hmm. This guy's bit was ridiculous. The idea was he's so rich his money's coming out of his nose or whatever.
I like that.
It was insane.
Where's producer Lindsay, by the way? Is she quiet today again? She only gets quiet when I come in the
room.
She's
home. You know.
Is there a problem, Lindsay?
No problem.
Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of family energy.
She's still a little mad at me about the Cleveland pizza
in
the
studio right now. Oh wow!
I think so.
Oh no, you actually helped me out a lot because it made me figure out what exactly, like, how to explain it. And I was like racking my brain, like, what exactly the type of pizza is that I want. And I found out it's Sicilian style pizza.
Ah.
Well, who doesn't like a good Sicilian once in a while? You know, I'm part Sicilian.
Look at that.
I do. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
we all do.
No, but I'll be there. I'll be there on Friday. I hope some characters as wild as these individuals that we saw in Burbank show up for sure.
The last time we were at Clearman's, it was throwing down. So.
Right.
So we need to figure something out within the show, but then Clinton also, because if you guys remember, Sedano and Cap paid for a table.
Oh, right.
We need to talk about this.
At the Mandy's, right.
Yes. Right. So you guys dished out the cash for a whole table. Well, the guy that won the table was at the remote at Buffalo Wild Wings in Burbank.
Oh, that's how that all correlated.
Yes.
He comes up. He's like, are you Laura? Blah, blah, blah. Yes. He's like, I'm the guy that won the table. Unfortunately, I can't attend because it's on a Friday. You guys moved it, and I don't want that table to be empty.
I don't go to the Mandy's on Shabbos, is what he's saying. I got it.
Okay.
Well, there's an update we need. This is the question. Yeah. Like, because Laura's got his information.
I have his info. So he's like, I'm giving up my table because there's no point to be, you know, I can't go. No one can go. I don't want Sedano and Cap's table that they paid for to be empty.
Oh, it won't be empty.
Well, we know that, but we got to figure out what we want to do with it.
Well, we're giving away tickets soon, so we're gonna.
Oh, so there is more availability.
We've got some tickets that we laid on the side,
set to the side,
just for this moment when we would. Did I say wait on the? These end of the days, I really am lost.
It's been a tough day for you, Chris.
I'm trying to pick you up there with just a side zinger. It's okay.
I mean, it is these long days back in the office are getting tough some days. Right. Anyway, we did set them to the side in order to be able to give them away. So we will have tickets coming so you can join us and press the flesh. You're going to be there, right, for the Mandy?
Yeah, I'll be there.
There's a whole. Because I thought there was a wedding or something.
I got to get the ESPN 710 private jet, but we're going to figure it out. I should be able to do the overnight to Nashville, and I'll have stories. It'll be
Are you going to vote? Have you voted yet today? 710awards.net.
I vote. Every single
You're
day.
You're up for an
What'd
award.
You vote for?
I vote every single day at the same time, 7:10 a.m. It's weird. Funny how that works out.
Wow. Dollars.
A.m. or p.m.?
A.M.
Okay. Well, it's always best if you do it in the a.m. and the p.m.
A.m. Anyway.
Yeah, you know? So sometimes you're worn out when you got
to
do it in the p.m.
I have not yet voted, to be
like,
fair.
Let me just go to bed. We can try again in the a.m.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Speaking of that, have we been talking about, you know, I feel like when I'm not involved live or on tape, there's not a lot of Rachel references.
Oh, really?
Has there been Rachel references today?
There was one earlier when I told Sedano that I didn't watch him last night on the G League game because I was told to get over here, get your clothes off, and get your butt in the hot tub. And I ordered a bunch of sushi. So I did exactly as I was told, Chris, and then George was giving
Wait,
me a hard
you were
time.
Told to take your clothes off?
Yes,
she
that's
was
right.
He was summoned. He was summoned. This is, and I feel like, so per our earlier conversation, about Scott not asking enough questions. That was a smart time to not ask any questions, Scott. That was a great time to just follow instructions.
I have
a separate question, though. I don't really know that I want to know the answer
I know where you're going, and you do want to know the answer.
The get your clothes off. Yeah. How far are we going with this? And you can just say from 1 to 10. How much are we removing in terms of what that means?
He's going to tell us the whole thing.
Yeah. We got to be careful with Captain.
I'm a 10, man.
All going. All right.
There were no kids at home.
I'm just saying, you said you got food involved, hot water involved. Maybe that was a tricky maneuver as far as what we'll just call skincare is concerned. You know what I mean? That doesn't always work out.
Oh, no, I think he's always prepared.
Yeah. Oh, you tell him.
You know what he gave me for Christmas? He gave me a, what's it called? Manscaped box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I said, you don't think I already have one? But I was able to upgrade. This is the new model. You got to get the new model. You know?
Lasered, man.
It's the new 4.0.
Laser. 2022.
It's the new 4.0.
I go back wax.
Okay.
I go eyebrow.
Sugaring is the best way to go. Sugaring or laser?
I just told you I'm part Italian. I mean, that back, you need wax on that thing. You know what I mean? You got to go high grade.
Laser is the way to go.
Clinton, do you ever get waxed?
No.
No?
No,
dude.
I'm a relatively hairless person. Like, I don't even have hair on my arms. Like, none. You know? So,
I'm a pretty hairless person, too. But I got to say, like,
you get your nose hairs waxed.
Nose hairs, ear hairs.
Yeah.
That's an age thing as much as anything.
Yeah. And I did have...
They don't stop growing, bro.
As I'm getting older, though, I will tell you that for someone who's a pretty... I'm not a hairy guy, but my back is starting to grow it a little bit, and I'll get that thing waxed in 2 seconds. No problem. Wax it.
That's a drop. This is an odd segue to go back to the Mandy's. You know, one of my things that I kind of told our talent and everybody, really, is that I want the whole mishpucha there. I want your spouses. I want your kids there.
I'm bringing the consigliere. I don't know if I'm bringing the lady.
Now, that's who...
Julian is who
came to Hollywood Park.
Yes,
yeah, he's a cool guy.
Julian's
but
a great guy.
I feel like I want... Not Mrs. Yates. We can't say that yet.
No.
But, you know...
Okay.
Lady
we'll
Yates.
Almost,
we'll see.
Almost.
I will float that in the household.
Okay. She got to come, Clinton. Listen, Chris and I...
Well, there's other things that are on the docket that she'll definitely
come
to.
She's busy, you know?
Yeah, I understand. But Chris and I, this past Saturday, we got together in downtown San Diego, the southern part of Los Angeles. We got together and we had a Saturday morning brunch in a nightclub because there was a DJ playing and there were mimosas
flying.
That's
called Black Brunch, but go ahead.
Well, oh, it was nice.
It was, dude, it was crazy. It was like a nightclub at 10:30 in the morning. I was like, yo, it's the morning, not nighttime. And Chris had a lady friend with him, and my girlfriend and Chris's friend, a friend.
No, I get it.
They hit it off, man. These girls are texting every day. They're creating a new business together, like right away.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to the Mandy's together.
Pimping ain't easy.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, so this is new. Hit the breaking news. Yeah. We have news. We have a new member.
So let me tell you how this goes,
Quinton. Okay.
Sunday morning, we're having coffee in the hotel. We had a long night. And she looks at me and goes, hey, what's this about the Mandy's?
Oh.
And I go, what?
You're like, punch right through that fourth wall.
It's like Rachel's telling me I got to come to the Mandy's.
Because here's the thing. I got a lot of friends. You know what I mean?
He got friends.
I know what you mean.
And I have to always be conscious of what's on Instagram, what's not, what's this, who gets invited to what. I got to move it around.
Right. Of course.
We don't need – first of all, that's a busy night for me. Keyshawn and I will be doing a lot of the hosting that night. So I'm like – now I got to worry about a friend being there. And if that friend ends up on Instagram at the Mandy Awards, then a lot of the other friends won't want to still play in the game. You get what I'm saying?
You compromised your position.
But don't you see, Chris, the thing is that your friend can hang out with my girlfriend, and then I'm free to go press the flesh with the peeps.
That's
right.
But then on that let's say the next weekend when Chris wants to hang out with another friend, that friend is going to say, no, you now have a girlfriend.
Okay, well, no, hold on.
And that's what we're trying to avoid.
But that's not actually the biggest risk. The biggest risk is that while you're at work, your friend gets in a situation.
Oh, she entrenches the.
Yes.
She literally infiltrates every level.
That's the concern.
You can't have that.
The other part of it is. No, but hold on, Scott. What I'm saying is that if you are going to suggest that, you have to make sure that Rachel plays the necessary barrier to prevent that from happening. She's got to occupy all her time, not just some.
See, this gets back to why I told him before he needed to break up with Rachel. Now I'm back on that card.
Right.
Because she wants everybody to be like her, which is, hey, you got to control your man. You tell him to get in that spa. You say you want grapefruit juice. He runs for that grapefruit juice.
I don't live that life, Cap.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
But Chris,
so
I
now
think that,
she's telling Lisa. Oh, I just said her name. Anyway. Right. Oh, no, you can. You don't have to dump it.
I dumped it.
I love that we're dumping stuff like
dump
names.
I mean, she's on my Instagram. It's fine.
I got you because, never mind. I ain't going to.
I have not mentioned her name by name. I've just said
that's fine. Just what do you, Scott, what is your other solution?
Man, I've been asked when I'm going to post pictures of her. And I think that she's only asking that because Rachel's ramping her up.
That's fair.
But no, you posted a picture
of
the
four
of us.
That's business.
That's a good.
And I was sitting next to Rachel.
Right.
That was smart. Nobody knows.
You could have said that she was with me. That is true.
That was strategic and great.
It's not unusual that I show up with two beautiful women. That's true.
It's not unusual.
Now there's an expectation that on Thursday, she has mapped this out for me. Oh, darling, you can do it as a TBT and just post all four pictures of us.
This is really an issue.
Chris, I'm telling you right now, your biggest problem, though, if you bring this friend to the Mandy's, your biggest problem is once she sees you perform on stage, once she sees the fans give you high fives and give you love, she is going to fall in love with you.
Well, she already is.
She's already there. What's wrong with you, Scott?
I don't know. Once she sees you in action.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It will be a whole different ballgame, pal.
Expectations will jump? Is that your point?
I don't want to be in love. I enjoy my life of golf, cigars, work, and hanging out with a lot of different friends.
I gotta say, you might have to find a way to just say, you know what?
You can't come, girl.
Those ones we set to the side, those are all taken. You know what I'm saying? That might be one of those situations. You know what I mean?
I think, Morales, you let go of those liberties when you agreed to be a date to a wedding.
Weddings are a little different.
Well, that's how this all started. It was like a weekend long thing.
Yeah, I was there for a wedding.
I get that.
So I think that like then you go to the wedding and then you're introducing to people. Now you're in pictures and social media. I feel like she automatically just thinks like, yep, this is my boyfriend.
Well, as Michael Bolton once said, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Yeah.
Well said. Oh. Very well
I think
said.
We got to come back with
the,
that.
The great suburban philosopher, yeah. Michael yeah. Bolton.
Listen, he's got a lot of soul for a white man.
Yeah, he does. That, you know, that's why he's on my radar at all.
He wrote songs with Neo.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do? Neo writes a lot of great songs. He wrote, what's that song called? To the Left, to the Left. He wrote that song for Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, for Beyonce?
Yeah.
I know we got to get to Big Deal, No Deal, Real Deal, Radio Tinder Part 2, whatever we call it. And we will
oh,
get
no, we don't have to. This is entertaining.
Well, I don't know. Very, I don't know what it looks like vlog-wise. I mean, we want to keep rolling? Because I'll throw it one live when we're done here. I think, Scott, the great Rachel, I did enjoy meeting her. She does have a radio past like my radio past.
Okay.
We both are family. You know, the radio's in our blood.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of gave me, you know, a tough break on this one. Okay. I got to be honest.
Well, right. When she took the liberty of inviting the friend to the Mandy's, I mean, maybe she invited her as her date so that this way she's like, hey, listen, you're going to be out there talking to people, hanging out. I'm never going to see you.
I'm the host.
No.
Yeah, that's in general. Like, are we going to have like a what we call a WAGS section, wives and girlfriends? You know what I mean? Like, is that going to be a whole other
thing? Laura's going to need her own section for that.
For all her friends.
No. Am I even going? I got broken.
You're going.
But I don't even know if I can go because, you know, we're working.
You have to go. We'll figure that out. I mean,
you're nominated for an award.
Yeah, come on. I mean, you might win.
If I don't go, then I don't get.
You got to go.
You're going.
Okay, yeah. But here's the thing. If I say, because this is what I've been saying, because people have been asking, what friend is coming through to the Mandy's?
Which friend is coming through to the Mandy's?
You know, there's a tie.
Between who? 11-11 and 11-12?
Scott, that was funny. No.
That was good.
That was actually really good. No, Tebow might make an appearance. I don't know.
Wow.
We might run that back.
Okay. You
know? Run it back.
I mean, the other element is anybody you bring is subject to bit season.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
and so you've
got
to make sure that you're bringing varsity travel squad level players.
And from June 24th till what? When's the day of the NFL kickoff? September 7th, whatever it is?
Right.
That's
that
just bit season.
That, right.
That's all we got.
Be filling.
But, that's it.
Right.
So this is the reason, because I know, because I was going to ask 11-11, because, you know, he's cool, whatever. But I think he's a little sensitive, and he won't be able to handle the bit stuff.
Right.
And
it's not just Morales, because your boy's going to be in the building.
The whole,
everybody's going to be there.
Every talent and show is also coming up on stage for a few minutes, so Key and I can take a break, and they're going to be going.
So Tebow has been, you know, mentioned, and LZ used to, like, you know, ask me about him, whatever. So he was like, he's a good dude to bring, because he's good. He's good looking. He's hot, whatever. But he can also take it.
He's a grown man.
And he can dish it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's
do it. I think we made our decision.
Yeah, we'll
you know, we have roster cuts coming up later in training camp. We're going to make sure that everybody's at the level we need to maintain our championship degree and medal. I couldn't say the word right. I'm Sean McVay. I'm pretty choked up.
We all broke.
I was trying to say pedigree.
Lindsay, are you
going to
bring Chewy?
Degree.
Lindsay, is Chewy going to be your date that day?
No, I think I'm actually going to stay back at the station so that Laura can go. Because if someone's
nobody's running the board. We figured that out already.
Laura's a woman of the people, and so if she's gonna like, someone needs to stay back there. I am conceding my
We've already figured that part out. Everybody
it's already
will
done.
Be there. Everybody
it's already
will be
a done
there.
Deal. It's already done. We've already hired people to be on the board that day. We've taken care of this, right?
That excuse isn't gonna work.
No, you come on. You're up for an award too. Everyone's up for an
Gotta
award.
Gotta be there. We need you there.
Right.
Producer Lindsay will be in the house. Are you ready? I got a segue live to this.
I'm ready.
Are we going to do this right
now? Radio Tinder. Right
Laura,
now?
Are we going to do Radio Tinder?
No, this isn't Radio Tinder. This is Big Deal or No
are
Deal.
Are we
going
to do Big Deal or No Deal right now, or are we going to take a break, Laura? It's up to you.
Let's just go to it.
All right, here we go.
On a Live Imaging Wednesday for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away. Oh, he's not here. Take it away, Kaplan.
Zidano.
He was here.
Yeah, he was here.
So Terrell Owens is returning to the gridiron. The 48-year-old Hall of Fame wide receiver has signed on with the fan-controlled football league, the 7-on-7 league that's heading into its second season. So he talked to ESPN and said, quote, I'm looking forward to throwing with Johnny Manziel or whoever the quarterback may be. If it's Johnny Football, it doesn't matter. If it's Pee Wee Herman, as long as they throw the ball where it needs to be, put it in my catch radius, I'm going to do my best to make some stuff happen with it. So T.O.'s going to join Johnny Football, of course, and Josh Gordon as, quote, name players to appear in the league. So do these guys make you want to watch the fan-controlled football league, Cap.
Well, you know I'm a football junkie. You know I'm a football junkie. So I think it's a big deal that T.O. wants to come back. He's 48 years old. He still looks like he's in phenomenal shape. There are some videos of him running routes with current NFL players where he's keeping up with all these guys. And I think what T.O. said was right on. If Tom Brady can play into his mid-40s, why can't T.O. get another shot? I just don't know why he's playing in this fan-controlled thing. Why doesn't he go play in the USFL? They're like getting ready to start in, I want to say, like a week or something like that. So if T.O. wants back into the NFL, he should go play there. I love this. This is a big deal. Yeah, I'd watch.
This is no deal to me. And with all due respect, once again, Lindsay, cover your ears. I don't watch the current Cleveland Browns play football. I'm certainly not going to watch former Cleveland Browns play football. I'm joking. But no. I mean, you know, T.O. should be. You know who T.O. should be? What was that you were what's your guy's name, Scott? On the Peloton?
Oh, Alex Toussaint.
That's the world I need T.O. in. I need him in the personal trainer motivator world because, like you said, he looks great at all times. What are you worrying about playing football for? Make some money showing other people how to look like you, you know?
Yeah, really. And then he could have a 30-minute club bangers ride.
Right, exactly. That'd be great.
Dim, 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 dim.
We X that.
Oh, yeah, really? We should X the bell, too.
Oh, my God.
It breaks people's windows.
So my mic wasn't on when I was trying to agree with you on that, Cap. Like,
no,
I hate the bell.
Bell is horrendous. Horrendous.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Breaks people's windows.
It's also like a Mason in Ireland thing, you know?
Yeah.
We've been doing it on there for forever, but I'm with you on the bell.
All right, let's keep going.
With opening day tomorrow, I have an interesting baseball story for you guys. The Atlanta Braves are selling a World Champions burger that's super expensive. It costs $151. And that's because it's made of a half a pound of Wagyu beef burger on a toasted Irish buttered brioche bun topped with cage-free pan-fried eggs, gold-leaf-wrapped Hudson Valley foie gras, grilled cold water lobster tail, heirloom tomatoes, and a bunch of other stuff that you guys probably don't really care about.
Well, I definitely am grossed out by foie gras. Gross.
Yeah, I don't even know what foie gras is.
It's like, I think it's like goose liver or something like that. Yeah. It's kind of like outlawed in a lot of places.
Yeah, because the way they have to get it is inhumane.
Yeah.
So the burger also comes with a replica World Series ring. Or for $25,000, you can get one of those limited edition World Series rings just like the players and staff. Is this idea a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say no deal because honestly, like, I would never, ever eat that burger. Lobster, foie gras, Wagyu beef, blah, blah, blah. Like, that thing just sounds like it's going to be all over me. And by the way, usually when a burger is just a big mess, that's a great burger, but that one sounds gross. I'm not paying that much money. And by the way, if the Atlanta Braves were so smart with their marketing, they would have sold a bunch of those rings for $25,000 like months ago, and then they would have been able to pay Freddie Freeman. Just putting that out there.
I'll say a big deal only because, like, if you get a ring out of it, well, then screw the burger. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like one of those deals where you buy the Happy Meal to get the toy. But in general, like, the stunt casting on menus thing, I kind of thought we were over this. Like, the big, oh, look at this massive gross-out thing. Like, the only reason anybody's going to buy that is to say, hey, look, I bought it and put a picture on the internet. But you're going to sell, like, what, Scott? One, two? You know what I mean? You're not moving those out of the door at any rate that's even reasonable.
Right, but just the burger with the lobster with the foie gras all disgusting. On the bread, it's just gross.
Yes, that's undesirable for me.
All right, Linz.
All right, last one here. So a nightclub in Washington, D.C. is now facing backlash after viral video footage captured the body of a Maryland rapper propped up on stage in what appeared to be his memorial service. This rapper, his name is Gunu. His funeral was held at a nightclub. It's called Bliss, and video clips from the public viewing showed fans of the rapper partying around the establishment as his body stood upright on stage with a crown on his head. Mourners were charged $40 as a cover fee to enter the venue.
Mourners.
The viral video sparked an outpour of criticism from social media users. So is the backlash over this event a big deal or no deal, Clinton?
I'm going to say it's no deal, but mainly because, like, if you want to know in one story why exactly it is I moved away from my hometown, you've got a pretty good example here, because when I got sent this by the guys on my high school basketball team, we all have a group chat, and like it got sent to us, and everybody's like, not surprised. Been to Bliss. Gunu was one of those dudes. He actually requested this. This was, like, his desire. So, like, and it was just kind of like, man. And the thing is, I know somebody that was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just kind of like, it wasn't that crazy until people saw it online. And that just, that's, again, this is the kind of stuff that I just had to get away from. And thank God I did.
Dude, I'm going to say big deal. I was just recently at a memorial service for a friend, and she, when she died, she said, listen, I want a show. I want a Rolling Stones cover band, and I want it to be at this particular venue, and I want all my friends there partying and having a great time. And they, and we all did. We all celebrated her life and partied like crazy. And they had a slideshow running of her life, not her body, on stage with a crown, Weekend at Bernie style, all propped up like that. No way, man. Like, I don't even want to go to a wake and see a dead body.
So,
seriously.
Inside information. I told you a person I know was there. Mm-hmm. Bliss is like a big club. So when a lot of people get in there, it gets hot. And apparently the body's mouth was open as a result of the heat changes
gross.
In the place. Yeah. No thanks.
Eesh. Gross. All right, Lynch, you got any more?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it for big deal or no deal. All right. There you go. Hey, Clinton, we didn't get a chance to finish. I just wanted to give you this last idea about how I'm going to get out of the Steve Mason Fantasy Baseball League. I'll get that to you coming up in just a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's... Oh, you can feel it, Yates, can't you?
Okay, this is one of those where this is just old enough and just not black enough that I don't really know what this is.
This is Michael Bolton sitting right here.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Kaplan.
Sorry, it happens. There's a hole in my swing. White folks' music pretty much from the 80s and 90s that wasn't rap or, like, super rock related, I just don't know.
I understand, but if you've seen Michael Bolton in concert, and I have several times,
you can
feel it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, he's singing with Pavarotti. I mean, he's got the pipes.
He's got the Italian.
Well, he's not Italian, but, you know, he's got the love presence
of the Italians.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's right. What I like. Exactly. Somebody on Twitter, or no, on Instagram, Cap, this is your fault.
Tell me.
He commented on the picture of the four of us, and he said, wait, Chris is 300. I think he means 300 pounds,
yes.
Not 300 years. And I wrote back, no, 265. But the funny thing is, when you click on his thing, it says liberal dad and your Belinda. That doesn't seem like a very liberal thing to say. You can't be making weight jokes if you're liberal, right?
Yeah,
isn't that one of the
shame.
Big rules?
Can't body shame.
You know what? You look good. So let him hate.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
I look good at 300, 400.
I look good at 500. I had a man, okay? I mean, I'm not 500 no more, but I had a man real good. So I'm just saying.
I'm good. I don't make fun of people's bodies unless, you know, they make fun of mine.
I think you, but the dancing video from yesterday, I think you were kind of like, you know.
Ooh.
I know. You know what that was? I just was not aware that you were this go hard on the physical end.
Well, if you're going to go, you better go hard, homeboy.
I wasn't doubting any. Once you saw you dancing, I was like, oh, this man can dance. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's going hard, homeboy.
You got to move those hips.
Come on, Chris.
Janice,
he's moving his hips like he's a batting instructor in the cage doing those Tom House drills.
I'm a really good golfer, so you got to move the hips.
Yeah, that's key.
You're a really good golfer?
Speaking of swings, though, we do have to get to this. Morales, I appreciate it. I appreciate the update from the internet.
And are you trying to dance me off again?
No, I'm not trying to dance you off. I want you to be in this because I actually want to know the final solution that Scott has for his fantasy baseball.
All right,
season.
So here's the thing. I'll make it quick. All right, here it goes. I was trying to hire a manager to manage my fantasy baseball team in the Steve Mason Fantasy Baseball League. But now, Clinton, I've just decided that my franchise is officially up for sale.
Okay. Who are you going to sell it to?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people out there that would love to compete against Mason and think to themselves, you know what? I'll put up the $600 to try and win the $4,000. Now, my team is kind of like a used car right now. You know how used cars are actually worth more than they ever were before? I'm now willing to sell my fantasy baseball team. I paid $600 for it. I'll sell it for like $700.
I feel like we need to write up some sort of disclaimer or rules about this, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is actually something we can just do on
this is FCC, not exactly licensed.
Oh, really? We can't
do this?
That's
what I was trying to tell you.
Really?
You don't need to be selling things. You just need to sort of make what we'll just call a handshake deal, something Morales knows a lot about, with one of the listeners in the community and just handle the rest off air.
Mm. A lot of people in the community really want to manage this team.
That's fine. Who's the best? Who's the best option, by the way?
Well, there are several resumes that have been sent my way. People who said,
"Look, Morales pick is what you should do."
Yes.
Oh, I know nothing about fantasy.
That's
exactly
why it would be great. Yes. That's precisely my point. If you look over the resumes and you say, "You know what? I like this font. I like this spacing better. This person gets it. That's what we're doing. That's what I would love to see."
I would give it to the guy who said I was 300 pounds. See how we can manage a fantasy baseball.
We've touched a nerve.
No, I just think that listen. I'm very, I mean, as you know, I love myself very much. I'm very open about my weight problems. I talk about diets, bacon diets. Laura is somebody, I just don't think that that's something you should do in today's culture.
No. I mean, you know, he probably thinks he's getting in on the bit. Not everybody understands the bits.
Oh, I'm fine with fat
so
bits. I'll take it.
People start throwing shots and then they ruin your, see, you know what I do actually? And Scott, I wonder how you feel about this because you're not big into deleting things. I delete messages and replies I don't like on my IG. Like, I just don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I don't need to be like, oh, yeah, everybody gets a voice. If you're out there talking trash that I don't like, my mama looks at that. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I delete them.
That's like Lindsay. She removed somebody from the community yesterday.
Exactly.
I'm glad
Lindsay
people know
totally
there's
kicked
rules.
Somebody out
I
yesterday
all the time.
About a pizza conversation.
Well, she should if she felt some type of way.
That's
she
why we're
right.
moderators.
Yep.
Exactly. Responsibilities. So what are you going to do, Cap?
Listen, the fantasy baseball team is officially for sale. That's number one. And number two, I am still contemplating hiring a manager.
Okay.
And more than anything else, here's the thing. If I pay Steve Mason the $600 to be in his fantasy baseball league, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going for the win. I'm not just going to pay the $600 and forget about my team.
Do you realize how much work it would take to win?
It's 10 times more work than you do on any other one of your jobs that you are good at. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
That's the thing.
But I'm going to hire a manager and tell the manager this is an incentive-laden contract. If you win.
Like OBJ with the Rams?
Right, you make this.
You know, if he hits all his escalators, it's going to be something that's really going to make our team better. I'm just really proud to be able to work with these guys who run fantasy baseball teams. Not really something that we call a popular thing. More of a niche sport. I'm Sean McVay.
I know I'm going to get off the air tonight, and I'm going to be like, hey, girls, what are we having for dinner here tonight? Did you guys do anything? I mean, did anybody make that carrot cake recipe that you saw on TikTok? I'm Scott Kaplan, trying to be Clinton Yates, trying to be Sean McVay.
I thought your son Justin was going to do the team.
He is thus far, but here's the thing, Chris. Today at 9:44 a.m., at 9:44 a.m. when the first email came in, and there's been about 75 emails.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot.
That I and my son's not on the email list, so I forwarded the email to him, and he's having as much of a hard time as I'm having on this thing called Fantrax to figure out who are the available players on the injured list. I'm like, guys,
I mean,
this is not real baseball.
For lack of a better term, you're out of your league. I mean, like,
you got that right.
So producer Lindsay did it last year, right? Or was that 2 years ago?
I think it was last year.
So did you ever actually do the league, or did you just opt out right away?
No, I told Cap that I drafted my team, I fell asleep,
right,
and then after like the third day of seeing everything that Cap is now realizing, I was like, nope, I'm out, I'm done.
Yeah, but what did you do to
extricate yourself?
You
never paid $600 for it. Didn't they pay for you or something?
Mason offered to pay for it because I said, I don't have $600 to pay for a fantasy league. And he said, well, I'll cover it. Don't worry. Then if you win, you can pay me back. And I was like, okay.
No, but what did you actually do after that is what I'm saying. Did you run your team or did you just let
it ride? No, I let it and I didn't even finish in last place, which is the funny thing. That people finished lower than me without me even doing anything.
We might have uncovered our solution here, Scott.
Just don't do anything.
Just do nothing and see what happens.
Hey, you're good at that.
That's a great.
Whoa.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good idea. That gives you bits every week. You just say, hey, guess what? Guess who's not in last? You know what I mean? I'd love that.
How does Ramona possibly do this?
Because Ramona's a crazy baseball fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She said that she does it to, like, help her
stay
involved
with the game. Yeah.
Right. Because when I played, you know, it was a weekly league where you would set your team for the week and you'd have to check, like, how many starts this pitcher has and all that. And you'd set it for the week and you're good. And it helped familiarize me with, like, the National League and just, like, stay up to date on injuries and all that stuff. So I could totally see why it would be beneficial for Ramona to do it.
Yeah. That's why I used to do fantasy NHL. Because, I mean, I like the NHL enough.
You did fantasy NHL?
Used to.
Wow,
around
really
the horn
weird.
Of PTI, they had a league that used to be forever. Yeah, so.
Wow.
It was fun, yeah.
That's impressive.
It was fun. But, yeah, I mean, I think your best
is it
bet.
Just starters? Or how
it
many?
Was, it was three forwards, four defensemen, you had two goalies you could rotate in and out. I can't remember. Well, I can look at it, but I'll tell you later. But it was fun. You know what I mean? I would get my buddies to draft my team, and then I would just run it.
I always wanted a glowing puck at home.
Yeah. Back in the day.
No, I mean, okay. For those of you that get that reference.
I got it.
Okay.
And I liked it.
Or in the hot tub, for that matter. Got it.
You know what's coming at 7:01. Scott, are you done with your little radio show?
Oh, you know what's going to happen.
You need to be in the hot tub now.
Yeah, no. 6:59, I'm going to get a text that says, are you done? And I'm going to say, yeah. And she can get over here.
I mean, those are not bad texts.
I'm be like, I'm coming.
Like Scorpion in Mortal Kombat. Get over here.
That's right.
I'm very excited about Friday.
Because of the Mortal Kombat something?
No,
Mortal
because Kombat of the family, I don't want to say
feud.
Dysfunction, but yeah, nobody wins in the family feuds, but Friday's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be full Steve Harvey up in there, you know.
Chris, why do you suppose Slee was so upset?
Yeah, too late on the clock for this.
Yes.
We're all
everyone's just got to get along. You know what? We have a very, very fun job. We're all paid decently and well to just have fun and smile, and that's all we got to do. And that's it. You know, we get along, we do bits. All of our listeners love us. We should just smile and have some fun. That's my message, boys.
Yeah, that's a good message to end with tonight. That's a really good message.
We got
to
thank
exactly.
I mean, we had a lot of people come through today. We had, you know, I mean, Greg was obviously here. Sedano dropped in on his own show just to remind people how to use the internet. That was useful, you know. Love it.
Chris doing like I don't know how much duties, you know.
All right. Well, we're back tomorrow. Sedano will be back tomorrow. Laura, great job. Lindsay, phenomenal. Clinton Yates, thank you so much for being here today. Chris Morales, live imaging. I'll see you tomorrow at Black Gold. Until then, everybody, have a great night and peace out.